Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe.
2,000 years ago, I got an amen over here on this corner. It was very strong. 2,000 years ago, Mary and Joseph had to travel about 90 miles over difficult terrain in the heat and in the cold to get back to their hometown to take a census. Luke 2:1 says, at that time, the Roman Emperor Augustus decreed that a census should be taken throughout the Roman Empire. All returned to their own ancestral towns to register for the census. And because Joseph was a descendant of King David, he had to go to Bethlehem in Judea, David's ancient home. So he traveled there from the village of Nazareth in Galilee. You see, they were required to travel these 4 days in difficult conditions. This humble couple traveled while pregnant over difficult terrain to reach this destination. But after all those miles of traveling, camping in the desert, the cold chill of the night desert air, when they arrived, there was no room at the inn. Could you imagine making a trip with a pregnant wife over difficult terrain, and when you arrive there, exhausted, there's no room in the inn? Nobody knew that there was going to be a king that would be born. At least nobody in the little town of Bethlehem. This little town of a couple thousand people, this little town overwhelmed by visitors because of the census, none of them knew that the Messiah was about to be born. Can you imagine there being no room for a king? Can you imagine there being no room for the Savior of the world? Can you imagine a town with no place, no space for the most important person of all? But that's exactly what happened. There was no room for Mary, no room for Joseph, no room for baby Jesus. Door after door, Joseph knocked, and the answer was the same. There's no room here. It didn't matter how many doors he knocked on, the answer was still the same. There is no room at this inn. Could you imagine after such a long trip with a pregnant wife being told, there's no room for you? Could you imagine carrying such a precious promise and hope for the future and the door still being shut in your face? Joseph must have felt rejected and disappointed. Sometimes in our journey, we can feel rejected or disappointed. Maybe both. God gives us a promise. God gives us hope. But on our journey, sometimes we can feel rejected or disappointed. And maybe that's you tonight. Maybe you feel that way. Maybe you feel rejected, disappointed, alone. But Joseph, he didn't stop there. Thank goodness he kept going. He kept on knocking on doors. His body was tired. The weather was cold, but he kept on going. Joseph kept going door to door until he found one place where they could stay. I want to encourage you tonight to keep going. Yeah. This may be a difficult season. Maybe you've been in a difficult season for a little while, but I want to encourage you to keep going. Keep on knocking on doors. There's something beautiful to be found. There's a promise inside of you that God has put there. There's something that God has given you that you shouldn't give up on. I think it's beautiful that Joseph 2,000 years ago did not give up. And we should still take that example, and we shouldn't give up. God has something that he's allowed you to carry. This place that Joseph found was not the nicest place in town. It wasn't the place with the nicest room, but it was safe and it was warm. The place that Joseph found was not what he expected, but it was what he needed. Sometimes God is going to give you something different than you expected. But it'll be exactly what you need. God knows what you need. Sometimes it's not what you want. It's not what you expect. But it's what you need. God knows exactly where and when you need and what you need. God opened up the door for Joseph and Mary to stay in a barn for the night. And that was enough. God is going to give you just what you need. And it will be more than enough. More than sufficient. Even though it didn't look like it, the barn was more than enough. I want you to remember that God knows exactly where you are tonight. No matter where you are, the Bible has said He has numbered every hair on your head. He knows exactly where you are, and He knows exactly where you've been knocking. And He's going to give you exactly what you need. And it's going to be more than enough. Such a precious treasure was born on that night. The Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. Still today, we're talking about this. Still today, we're preaching sermons about this. Still today, we're encouraging one another with this story. And this is what we celebrate. The birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. In a humble manger, in a humble barn, with a humble couple, God made a miracle happen. God made a miracle happen out of humble origins. So I want to tell you this. God can make a miracle out of your simple origin story. What you have and who you are may not look like much. You may say, God, it's just me. But God is saying, yes, you're exactly what I want. Right. Luke 1:46, Mary responded, oh, how my soul praises the Lord. How my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for He took notice of His lowly servant girl. Mary was saying, who am I to be given this privilege? Mary said, who am I to do this? Sometimes we say, who am I to do what God has given me to do? God wants to use you. God wants to use each of us. He's given us something to carry. The journey may be difficult, but the gift is priceless. There may be disappointments and rejection when you accept what God has given you. But God will provide.
Yes, He will.
It may not be what you expect, but it will be more than enough. God wants to give you more than enough to carry and to facilitate the miracle that He has put inside of you. Can I pray with you tonight? God, I thank You. Lord, You've placed something special inside of each and every one of us. Sometimes we don't even realize that we're carrying a miracle. We're carrying a miracle. You designed us. You created us with something special to give the world. Just as You are a giver and You gave us Jesus, You placed a gift inside of us that we may give. And so, God, help us to keep the faith even when we go through seasons when it feels like we're knocking on door after door after door and we're being told no. And some doors are shut in our face, but we realize that if we continue to have faith, that You will open up the perfect door. It will be more than enough. You will provide, and a miracle will happen. God, thank You for all the gifts in this room and for all the miracles that You want to take place. Let us be ready and let us be willing for that. In Jesus' name, everybody said,
amen.
Amen. 2,000 years ago, wise men brought gifts. They brought some of their best and laid it at the feet of Jesus. So on this Christmas Eve, I want to give you the opportunity to give. That's part of the mystery. That's part of the beauty. God gave us Jesus, and we have the opportunity to give back to Him. There's something precious in giving a gift. Scripture tells us it's more blessed to give than to receive. That's Acts 20, 35. It says, remembering the words of the Lord Jesus, it said, it's more blessed to give. I think some of the most beautiful, I was talking to my kids, and they're more excited about the gifts that they're giving this year than what they're receiving. So tonight I want to give you an opportunity to honor him by giving a gift. So let's do that as we continue to celebrate Jesus tonight.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.